When you meditate, you try to keep the mind with one thing. In this case, you keep it with the breath. Watch the breath as it comes in, watch the breath as it goes out. Each time it comes in, each time it goes out, try not to wander away. If your thoughts wander away, you don't have to follow them. You can maintain your awareness, your focus right here with the breath. You're trying to train the mind. Because as the Buddha said, when you've trained yourself well, then you can be your own protector. If you don't train yourself well, then you don't have any protection at all. Because what's the big danger in life? The danger in life is you do things that will lead to your long-term harm and suffering. It's so easy to do that because sometimes things that lead to long-term suffering are pleasant in the short term. And all too often we go for the short term. Here's instant happiness, instant pleasure. Let's take it while we can. That's the attitude. But it's not very wise. As the Buddha said, wisdom begins with the question, what when I do it will lead to my long-term welfare and happiness? And he said things like generosity, virtue, training the mind, starting with thoughts of goodwill for yourself, goodwill for all others, and then training the mind even further in whatever needs to be done to make sure that it doesn't do things that are harmful, either to itself or to others. So this is how you protect yourself. There was a king came one time to see the Buddha. Here was a king who had been conquering lands through the force of his army. He suddenly realized, though, that even though he had a big army, as long as his own behavior was unskillful, he was not protected. Because when the results of bad actions come back to you, say that you have an illness, lots of pain, you have to experience that pain yourself. You can't share it out with other people. Say, make my pain less by taking a little away from me. And who do you have to blame? Well, it's just your own actions from the past. So to prevent that kind of harm, prevent that kind of danger, you're trying to be alert and heedful right from the very beginning. So train your mind. This is the aspect of a true adult, someone who can tell his mind or her mind to do something, think something, and they do it. You tell the mind not to do it, and it won't do it. That's when you're safe. As the Buddha said, when the mind is well trained, you think the thoughts you want to think. You don't have to think the thoughts you don't want to think. And your attitude as to what is really worth thinking will grow and develop, get more mature. That's when you're thoroughly protected.